The big fella. Welcome into the studio, mate.
Hello, mate. Thank you.
It's good to see you.
It's great to see you. Yeah. How are you feeling this morning?
I feel like my pants are pulled down and I was slapped in front of like your whole high school or something on the bum. You know what I mean?
You
in
were your... pulling your pants down a lot yesterday.
Yeah. Showing off those undies.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of commentary on the peachiness of the buns.
Yeah, peach.
They're pretty good.
You got a cake, bro.
Thank you, bro.
You've got a cake.
Yeah, bro.
I've never heard that.
That's what we always say, trainers. It's so funny.
You got a cake, bro. I like that.
There was a lot of peach emojis and a lot of fire emojis flying around on the internet.
Oh, yeah. I was getting plenty of DMs.
Nice, man.
Oh, thanks, bro. Congrats.
Is there a spank emoji that you got, you know, thrashed yesterday? Not so much looking at the peaches as so much as, you know.
The origin.
Mm.
Yeah, look, it was a tough game. Credit to New South Wales. They're incredible. Probably the best I've ever seen them play.
Crazy.
Awesome team.
Tom Trbojevic.
He's a freak. He's Thanos.
Like, yeah, literally.
He
literally
is.
He was last night.
We're going to do it again.
And the Avengers didn't beat him last night. That's a game, right?
Mate, you couldn't call the Maroons the Avengers. They were horrible last night.
Yeah, but I don't think New South Wales really gave him much of a chance, you know. I mean, they did make a few errors, but just the way, like, Tom was moving from, I mean, I think he was supposed to play right center.
He was just everywhere.
He was just on the left side of the field, him, Latrell, Tedesco coming at you all at once.
It was crazy.
Felt like there were three of them.
I don't even know how you'd handle that, but, yeah, no, it was good. We got to savor this, you know. We had to endure 8 hard years.
No, of course. Of course. I get it. No, credit where credit's due. You guys deserve it. It was just, it's more hard because when you lose like that, it's like, it's not even a contest.
The annoying thing, though, is despite the scoreline, you still get nervous. Like, it's still only 1-0.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, Queensland can just turn it around.
Yeah.
They're missing a few players. Like, Kalen was out last night.
So how was it watching it with Kalen at home?
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Does he get fired up? Or is he like, I could do that. I wish I was there.
Yeah. So Jack Johns, a few of the boys are over. And Jack Johns, he's comedy is very hit and miss. Right? So he can be hilarious, but then he can also just like say just weird stuff that no one laughs at, but it's all the time. He's going all the time.
Yeah, this could be a good one.
And then, yeah, exactly. And I'm like just going, Johnsy, like, shut up. Like, come on, mate.
Let's
just watch the game, all right?
Was he trying to do stand-up during
the game? Just running commentary as the game's going on. And Kalen fully snapped at him at one point. Seen red, and then after that, me and Randy were just giving it to Kayla the whole time. Like, boys, what do you think of that? What do you think of that, eh? It was so funny. And he just shut up. He just didn't say much.
It's like kicking a puppy when they're down. When they're losing by that much, you almost can't brag. Like, when it got to like 35 points, something, I was like,
I know the commentary in your DMs you were saying. At one point, it was like, ha, suck it. And then at the end, it was just like, I'm sorry for your loss. Yeah.
Commiserations, my friend.
He's up there like, what is the deal with the broken tackles? Like, what's he doing? What kind of gear is he doing pissing off Kalen so badly?
Yeah, it was just like, do you know how the Fox, I don't know if you've ever seen on his Instagram, he goes like, that's it. Have you ever seen that? Nah.
Yeah.
He's just like, Fox is very outgoing and funny. And
He's a larrikin.
Yeah, he's just been a larrikin. And then every time like someone from New South Wales would do something, Jack would go, that's it.
Right.
And like, it was funny the first couple of times. Yeah. And then after that, I started going like, come on, Jack, just shut up.
It's like a child. You laugh once. He goes, I'm onto something here. He's going to keep doing it. Speaking of larrikins, Connor, we had the hectic cheese on yesterday. Mr. Brandon Smith from
The
Storm.
We had him on.
Yeah.
He's got his new budgie. So he's given us a copy of his new budgie smugglers. So they're on the way.
Wanted to talk about them.
Yeah, his face on you.
And we said to him, you know, what punishment you remember from last year? We would punish each other. The loser has to do something.
Of origin. Hmm.
And Brendan's original bet was him and the boys play poker and the loser has to bake a cake for the others. And we're like, oh, yeah, cool. Do you want to do something with your budgies, maybe? And the dare is now that Ducko has to don the hectic cheese's budgies and run around somewhere in Newcastle.
Tomorrow morning on the show. So the last bit
in the
of the show.
Freezing cold.
Yeah.
So we're doing it just for the first win. We're still going ahead.
Yeah, it's each game. There's a different
bet.
Deer.
Yeah. We had three bets last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I feel like it could be a rough series for me. Could be doing all sorts of things.
What's worse, last year we cracked an egg into your mouth. Surely this is easier than
that. Because we lost by so much, tomorrow morning when I have to run, I don't know where we're going to do it yet, but I'll be running somewhere quite public and quite main in peak hour in budgie smugglers in the Arctic freezing cold when we got beaten by 50 points. That's going to be tough.
You know what? We should write in lipstick on his back the score.
Why not?
That's
just
true.
This is like the Game of Thrones walk of shame.
Oh,
you know what I mean? It's like I may as well just be naked while everyone's just spitting on me and stuff, just yelling at me.
I'm sure.
Shame. Shame.
It's not true, Ducker. Everyone will be driving past going, at least you tried.
Good effort.
Love you so much.
You'll do better in the second game. You'll be fine.
Yeah. What time do you reckon people get to uni? I reckon that's the hot spot.
That's a nice idea.
Yeah, run through the uni or something.
Run through the campus.
That could be good. Yeah, we're thinking like a main street somewhere, peak hour, traffic lights. But
it's not far away.
Maybe just go to Market Down Coles and do a shop. I mean.
That would be pretty funny.
Less Coles. Yeah. And do permission to stuff some toilet paper down me, down the front, because it's very chilly.
In this weather, I think that's essential,
thank
right?
Thank you, Carl.
Didn't someone already pull you up on that? Thinking they had stuffed your shorts yesterday. I saw that comment.
Oh, did they? I didn't see that. Come on.
Nice, man.
Thanks, buddy.
That's a compliment.
Thank you so much.
Hey,
if you want to know the secret, Ducker, having done the body painting before and just walking around Hobart once, just a G-string, a piece of white bread. Apparently. Ah, just chuck it down the front.
Okay.
Smooths it out and enlarges a little.
Isn't that a square?
Yeah, you've got to tear it to size.
Okay. Connor, is that true?
I'm not sure. I do distinctly remember, though, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I was doing like a little bit of modeling when I was like 11 or 12 or something. And I had to do it with like some undies stuff with adults. And I swear they had bread there.
I got a
vivid memory of this, yeah.
As in, it was available.
So you could use it if you wanted.
Yeah, for the really? Older guys, yeah.
What modelling did you do? Like catalogues or something? Yeah, or television?
Just like, I did a bit of both. I did some stuff for like, I was like Big W, like I was doing heaps of Big W catalogues.
Oh my God, we're going to have to get your mum on. I want to see. She'd probably have a scrapbook of all your work.
Yeah, she does. I actually did one shoot out at Stockton at Tin City there, you know where that is? On Stockton?
No.
Yeah. Do you know where people live in the, sheds?
The tin sheds?
Yeah. That was probably the biggest one I did. Me and my brother were out there with the company. I can't remember who it was, but we were just walking through there, like doing all kids' clothes and stuff. So, I did that. And then I actually remember getting a hard time at school for it, to be honest.
Yeah, of course you do.
And
then
I was like, Mom, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
And that's probably one of the biggest regrets I have.
But, oh, my God.
You could have kept that modeling career going.
I know.
Oh, well.
Not now. Getting too beaten up.
Yeah, getting too beaten up.
Stitches every week.
And big game this weekend, Saturday against the Rabbits. Tough loss, we know it. You've digested it. Let's move forward after the last loss.
How are you?
I'm trying to, from one loser to another.
It's very Ted Lasso of you.
Positivity, baby. How are we feeling moving into the game this weekend?
Yeah, it's going to be a big challenge. I'm excited, you know. It's another good chance for us to go and prove ourselves against one of the top teams.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see who Souths have come back from Origin. They had a lot of players play last night, so whether they play them more or rest them, I'm not sure. But it's going to be another big test for us. Hopefully we get Daniel back.
Yeah.
Who are you getting back out of the kind of
pieces
seven
of weeks,
starters
right?
that were yeah. gone last week?
Yeah. So we'll get Daniel back, hopefully.
Yeah.
And then I think PC should come back, not this week, but maybe next week or the week after.
Kalen, any news?
Kalen's same timeline as sort of PC.
God, I hope he's there for the next
time. So the next couple of weeks, we'll start to get a lot of our troops back, but we've got to put in a better performance than we did last week. It just, like, defensive resolve wasn't there.
No cohesion,
which was disappointing because the week before against Manly,
it was cohesion.
We didn't have everyone. Like, again, we're missing players.
But when you
players.
See how Tommy played last night, it's just like, even better win.
Yeah, exactly. But then it sort of puts a more of a dampener on last week and just shows that we didn't go out there.
Sorry. I shouldn't have brought that up.
Yeah. Yes. Well, go well, mate. Good luck for the game. I'm hoping you score a try. I'm still waiting.
Oh, did you see what happened on the weekend?
Yeah, I thought you were going to get over. Now, be honest, if you scored, was the duck dance coming?
Nah, not at that point.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I thought the game was too far gone.
Because we were down 40 to 4.
Sorry,
okay.
Of course.
But this week, the duck dance.
It's a chance.
It's a chance.
Yeah, it's a big chance.
The dance is a chance.
The dance is a chance.
Cheers, Connor, mate. Good luck.
Thank you.